Hello, everyone. This is Maura with the Close Up Podcast at Culips, CULIPS.com. In this podcast, we listen to real conversations and look at them closely. In this episode, we're going to listen to a conversation where two friends are discussing a blind date. I've never actually been on a blind date, but I think it could be fun to meet someone who you've never talked to or seen before. Let's listen to Jen and Rick talk about Jen's blind date.
So, how was the blind date last night?
It went surprisingly well.
What did you guys do?
Well, he picked me up at 6, and then we went to see a movie. We saw the new movie Juno. It was good, but because of the movie, we didn't have the chance to talk that much.
But what did he look like?
He was the classic tall, dark, and handsome. Really, he was just my type. He had brown eyes and olive skin, a bit of scruff. Really nice.
Hey, that is your type. Did you end up talking and getting to know each other?
Yeah, we went for a drink afterwards.
Stop beating around the bush. Was there any chemistry?
Sorry, I just don't want to jinx it by talking about it. There were definitely some sparks. We talked all night about everything. I got home pretty late last night.
Wow.
What about your night?
Well...
Rick and Jen are having a fairly interesting conversation in this episode. They are discussing Jen's love life. She seems to have had a big date lined up. Rick starts the conversation and questioning.
So, how was the blind date last night?
A date is simply two people meeting each other, spending time with each other, in the hopes of starting a romantic relationship. A blind date is when neither person knows the other one before the date, usually arranged by a friend or relative. More and more, these kinds of dates are common from the onset of online dating services. Jen then answers,
"It went surprisingly well."
What did you guys do?
In English, we use you for one person and you for more than one person, too. We also have the slang, you guys, that is often used in a casual way to mean more than one person. When used this way, it does not matter if one or all of the people are female. We use you guys regardless of gender. Jen then answers Rick's question.
What did you guys do?
Well, he picked me up at 6, and then we went to see a movie.
To pick up. In this case, Jen means that her blind date came, probably by car, to get her at her place. When someone comes to get you, they are picking you up. Usually on dates, one person picks up the other. Sometimes one does not pick up the other, but they meet at a bar or a restaurant. Pickup also has other similar meanings, but in this case, simply means to come and get a person wherever they are. Jen continues.
We saw the new movie Juno. It was good, but because of the movie, we didn't have the chance to talk that much.
I want to quickly mention much. Much is a funny word because we usually only use it in the negative or with a question. Jen uses it in a negative sentence this time. We didn't have the chance to talk that much. Another example. Do you have much money? A question. No, I don't have much money. Negative. To say, yes, I have much money, is a bit strange. Instead of much, you can use a lot. Yes, I have a lot of money. There are other options too. So generally, if your sentence is positive, don't use much. For exceptions and further explanations, Go to lipservice at qlips.com. Rick then wants more details.
But what did he look like?
He was the classic tall, dark, and handsome. Really, he was just my type. He had brown eyes and olive skin, a bit of scruff. Really nice.
The first part of the description Jen gives is, he was the classic, tall, dark, and handsome. Something classic is something everyone knows and is a general standard in its area. For example, a song that everyone knows and loves is often referred to as a classic. In this case, the description of tall, dark, and handsome is a classic description of a good-looking man. These three adjectives in this order describe the classic good-looking man. Jen then continues,
really, he was just my type.
Synonyms for type include sort or kind. If something or someone is your type, it means that it is your taste and something you like. I like funny movies, so a comedy is my type. She gives more description of his appearance.
He had brown eyes and olive skin, a bit of scruff. Really nice.
Olive skin. I always found this strange because an olive is a green or black fruit served salty. In this case, referring to skin, it means a tan color of skin. People from the Mediterranean usually have an olive complexion. Pale is the term used to talk about a really white complexion of skin. Jen also says that he has scruff. Scruff is a relatively new term that means a man is unshaven and probably has a few days' worth of hair growth on his face. This is often not considered bad and can even be attractive. From Jen's conversation, we know that she finds this attractive. After all, he is her type of guy. Be careful, though, because calling someone scruffy can be considered an insult. Rick then responds to Jen's description.
That is your type. Did you end up talking and getting to know each other?
To end up means in the end or finally. We use this to talk about the end result. Rick has the details of the beginning of the night, but he wants to know the result. Did you end up talking? Another example, who ended up winning the game? You don't want to know what happened during the game exactly, but you want to know what happened at the end, the score. Rick also uses the expression, to get to know. This happens when people do not know each other. To get to know someone is to spend time with them, talking and finding out about them. In this way, Jen and her date chatted and learned about each other, getting to know each other. Then Jen answers,
yeah, we went for a drink afterwards.
Here, afterwards is a direct synonym of after. It means exactly the same thing. Rick continues.
Stop beating around the bush. Was there any chemistry?
To beat around the bush is a real idiom. It means to not get to the point. Jen was beating around the bush because she was not telling Rick the details. If someone does not answer your question directly or does not give you as much information as you would like, they are beating around the bush. Some people beat around the bush in order to be less direct and more polite. Rick also asks about chemistry. Chemistry is a science that deals with the study of chemicals. In this case, though, it is meant to describe the way Jen and her date relate to each other. Rick wants to know if there was an attraction between them. But Jen only responds by saying,
"Sorry, I just don't want to jinx it by talking about it."
To jinx something. This means to cause something to go wrong or bad, associated with bad luck. Some people believe if you talk about something, you could jinx it. We know that she must have had a good date because she does not want to bring bad luck to it. She continues,
"There were definitely some sparks."
Talking about sparks is another way of talking about the chemistry between two people. The best way I can describe sparks simply is by saying it is small bursts of light, often resulting from two items coming together. Jen finishes,
"We talked all night about everything. I got home pretty late last night."
Wow.
What about your night?
So, what about Rick's night? You'll have to listen to the next episode to find out. Let's listen to the conversation again.
So, how was the blind date last night?
It went surprisingly well.
What did you guys do?
Well, he picked me up at 6, and then we went to see a movie. We saw the new movie Juno. It was good, but because of the movie, we didn't have the chance to talk that much.
But what did he look like?
He was the classic tall, dark, and handsome. Really, he was just my type. He had brown eyes and olive skin, a bit of scruff. Really nice.
Hey, that is your type. Did you end up talking and getting to know each other?
Yeah, we went for a drink afterwards.
Stop beating around the bush. Was there any chemistry?
Sorry, I just don't want to jinx it by talking about it. There were definitely some sparks. We talked all night about everything. I got home pretty late last night.
Wow.
What about your night?
Well,
don't forget to visit our website, qlips.com, for any further explanation or transcripts, and to quiz yourself to see how much you learned today. If you have any questions, you can always email us at questions@qlips.com. I hope you learned something today. This is Maura at QLips ESL Podcasting, and I'll talk to you again soon.